We sure are ready for some fun in the sun.
We're all here to experience an epic vacation in the ultimate shore house.
And some drama in the neighborhood.
Can't nothing touch the Upshaws.
Come on, baby, say that again.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, June 29th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Prolific and controversial writer, actor, and director Woody Allen made a rare appearance on Alec Baldwin's Instagram Live Tuesday morning. During an hour-long conversation with the actor, albeit one with more than a few glitches, the Blue Jasmine and Midnight in Paris director said he's thinking about retiring from movie making. Have a listen.
Probably make at least one more movie, but a lot of the thrill is gone because it doesn't have the whole cinema effect. You know, it isn't when I started, you'd do a film and it would go into a movie house and movie houses all over the country and people would come, you know, by the hundreds to watch it in big groups on a big screen. Now you do a movie and, you know, you get a couple of weeks in a movie house, maybe 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, and then it goes right to streaming or right to pay-per-view. And people love sitting home with their big screens and watching on their television sets, and they have good sound and clear picture. But it's not the same as when I went into the movie business.
Allen says he plans to make a movie in Paris this fall. After that, he'll see how he feels. Acclaimed filmmaker Pedro Almodovar has revealed new details about Strange Way of Life, a Western short film that he plans to shoot in Spain later this August. The movie will star Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke, and Almodovar tells IndieWire, quote, "It could be like my answer to Brokeback Mountain." Hawke will play a sheriff, while Pascal plays another middle-aged gunslinger who lives on the opposite side of the desert. The director says there will be a showdown between them, but, quote, "really the story is very intimate," adding that you can guess whether that intimacy means romance, and noted that, quote, "masculinity is one of the subjects of the movie." Incidentally, Almodovar considered directing Brokeback Mountain before Ang Lee stepped in. And a new royal court of famous faces could soon join the Oscars voting ranks. The Academy announced Tuesday the list of 397 Hollywood and international film community professionals invited to join AMPAS's 2022 class, including Outlander and Belfast star Katrina Balfe, reigning Best Supporting Actress winner Ariana DeBose, and superstar musician Billie Eilish, who won Best Original Song for her James Bond theme No Time to Die earlier this year. An invitation was also extended to her brother and fellow winner Phineas O'Connell, as well as CODA's Best Supporting Actor winner Troy Kotsur, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jesse Buckley, Jamie Dornan, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Ronaldo Marcus Green, and Drive My Car mastermind Ryusuke Hamaguchi, among others. We have more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, including our lists of the best TV shows and movies of 2022 so far at EW.com. No matter the situation, family is always there to get you through tough times. Our number three pick today is all about weathering the storm together. It's the season premiere of The Upshaws. The Netflix sitcom is back for season two, and the Wanda Sykes and Kim Fields-led cast is going through their own ups and downs as they navigate life and love in small-town Indiana. Here's a clip from the new season.
Leah, close.
Close?
Yeah, she was going on about wanting a new look for high school, so I brought her some stuff from my closet.
Why would anybody want to dress like Black Girl Tragic?
The only thing tragic is your credit score.
Duh.
I heard my name and clothes. What I get?
Something from me.
I'm about to be fake grateful, aren't I?
Relax, little girl. Vintage is in.
What's the limited?
Honey, your aunt is trying to do something nice, okay? At least try something on.
Thank you, Aunt Lucretia.
Hey, you might find something that you like. She ain't gonna want none of that.
I don't care. Gets it out of my house. I was gonna drive it down to the church, but your coffee doesn't require a donation to the building fund.
Family bonds grow stronger and the laughs are getting even bigger. Part one of season two of The Upshaws is streaming now on Netflix. We're traveling at the speed of light to go watch our next pick, the season finale of The Flash. In part two of the season eight finale, a large secret is looming, and The Flash, played by Grant Gustin, is reeling from the information about Iris and issues with his own powers. Now the rest of the team has tough decisions to make and support to give to The Flash, who needs their help now more than ever. Here is a clip from the episode.
Four. The last thon in existence.
What do they need him for anyway?
There's only one way to find out. I have to find a way into the negative speed force.
Dad, no offense, that's insane.
I don't have a choice. As long as Thon's out there, everyone's in danger. Chester already ran a satellite search. Thon's nowhere on the planet. The only place left to hide is the negative speed force. If I can find a way in...
No, look, I can feel all of the anger inside you. I can. And I know that you've been to hell and back today, but we need to think our next move through.
He killed Iris!
Barry, how can you possibly be so sure?
Because I am.
Guys, we need to talk to our dad.
I'll call Joe and tell him that we're all okay.
Look, assuming we can find our way into the negative speed force, let us handle this. We will make sure Thon gets back to Iron Heights. Dad, we promise.
You weren't there. You didn't see what I saw. Iris died in my arms. Before her body disappeared. You say she's alive, but for all we know, she's already been erased from this timeline. Only the changes haven't caught up with us yet. It's happened before.
You still want to kill him, don't you?
Everything can change in just an instant, or should I say, a flash. Catch the season finale, if you can, of The Flash on the CW tonight at 8. Trivia. It's trivia time. The Flash's real name is Barry Allen, but which character in an early 2000s film used the name Barry Allen as a pseudonym when he was on the run from the law? Was it Leonardo DiCaprio's character Frank Abagnale in Catch Me If You Can, Brad Pitt's Tom Bishop in Spy Game, or Dennis Hopper's Howard Payne in Speed? Stick around for the answer and our top pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscars season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We sure are excited for our number one pick today, the series debut of All Star Shore. The Paramount Plus reality competition show is looking like it's about to be the most epic of them all, as stars from reality shows across the globe will all be coming together on one beach. Contestants include Blake Horstman from Bachelor in Paradise, Vanessa Vangie-Matteo from RuPaul's Drag Race, and Chloe Ferry from Jordy Shore. The group will compete in various party games, and this time it won't be just Love Thereafter, although that could be a welcome bonus. It's the $150,000 prize that these reality vets are vying for. Here is a clip from the premiere.
Angelina! Yo, OG is here, bitches!
My name's Angelina. You know where I'm from, the Jersey Shore.
Oh yeah? You think I'm a dirty little hamster?
They call me Hurricane Angelina, and there's a reason for that. I come in, tornado the shit out of everything, and then I leave. I'm here to win, and I don't give a shit what I have to shove out of the way for me to get to that.
Hi, Scorchus, are you okay?
Hi, I recognize you guys. I bring the fun, I bring the mouth, and I bring the drama. What more can you ask from me?
Hey, she's not a
everyone look!
There's a note!
Welcome to the Canary Islands! Yes. You are all here to experience an epic vacation in the ultimate shore house! But in order to keep the party going, you'll need to compete to stay in paradise and avoid being sent to exile.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, we're at stake is $150,000 cash prize and global bragging rights. But in order to win, you'll first need to find your teammate. So grab a float, paddle out, go around the buoy, and get back to the beach as fast as you can. The pairing game begins now.
I love a party horn this time of year. Our all-stars think they're racing to get first pick. But like a one-night stand at the shore house, their race is meaningless. They actually chose their partner the minute they grabbed their float. They just don't know it yet.
Every man for himself.
I can't get out of this
Come on, I'm fast here.
Well, it also wouldn't be a summer on the shore without the Jersey Shore in the house. Angelina Pivarnik will also be making an appearance on the show. So who will win the cash prize? Tune in to find out on the series debut of All Star Shore, streaming now on Paramount Plus. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which character in an early 2000s film used the name Barry Allen as a pseudonym when he was on the run from the law? Was it Leonardo DiCaprio's character Frank Abagnale in Catch Me If You Can, Brad Pitt's Tom Bishop in Spy Game, or Dennis Hopper's Howard Payne in Speed? Well, don't look up for the answer. I have it for you right now. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's Frank Abagnale in Catch Me If You Can. Abagnale uses multiple comic book pseudonyms throughout the film, which is why he is ultimately caught after using the name Barry Allen. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.